Ever feel like there's a better way to build? So do we. I'm Matt, and welcome to the Mindful Builder podcast, where we believe in education through storytelling. Join me and my co-host Hamish as we both have a passion for building better, breaking barriers, and sharing our experience within the building industry. We're not pretending to know it all. In fact, we're learning right alongside you. Join us each week as we tackle complex topics like building science and mental well-being, inviting the brightest minds to connect curiosity with expertise. We want this to be a real conversation, encouraging vulnerability through honest discussions. So if you love this podcast and you're ready to join in, learn and build better, please do us a favor and subscribe wherever listening. It's the best way to make sure you never miss an episode, plus it really helps us out. And if you're feeling extra generous, a 5-star rating and a quick review would be amazing. Your support helps us reach new listeners and even better, allows us to book incredible guests for the future episodes. Thank you so much for being part of our community. We truly appreciate you. And now on to this week's episode.
Hamish, last episode of 2025.
Pretty exciting, isn't it?
I feel like we're just sitting in my office where I'm recording right now, and we're going through our plan for the year, and where we had both, we'd both read the book Traction and sort of were looking at a plan of what we see this actual podcast turning into. And from memory, we landed on a media company, essentially. Like, we want to broaden the education system in construction. That's where we kind of got to.
What that catch-up session did do was kind of reframe in my mind, particularly about, I guess, what our true intentions of the podcast was, and it was about educating people.
I think we're doing that.
Through storytelling. And you know, the other thing too that we sat down and I guess set some goals for was actually to get some sponsors for the podcast.
Oh, you must be reading my iPad right now.
And I know that we did say to each other that if we were going to get sponsors on the podcast, they needed to be aligned with our values, but also with, I guess, the messaging that we wanted to share on this podcast. And
don't name the sponsor. We have a major sponsor coming on. We're not allowed to tell you just yet.
Yeah, we do have a major sponsor, which is very, very, very aligned with what we do. And that's going to be an exciting thing to tell everybody about. However, there was another sponsor that came on, MEGT, which I think in my mind, I didn't really think of them initially. I didn't really kind of put them in our, I guess, our target. But I think off the back of a couple of episodes we did, when they actually reached out to us, I think there's a really great alignment with what we want to do here and with what MEGT are kind of trying to do. So been super grateful to have them on board, and you know, they've been awesome to have on.
The more people that want to join the sponsorship train or advertising for ads, Hamish and I don't make money off this. It actually cost us a fair bit of money to put this together, to be really frank. So the more people that want to jump on board, the better content we can start to deliver, and the more content we can start to deliver. Like, both of us have a very clear path of heading down the YouTube videos of construction sites in the Australian market. That's something we both really want to hit eventually. But that, again, costs a huge amount of money. So it's people like MEGT and our future major sponsor. They're going to allow us at least now cover the podcast side of things and allow investment into other sides of that education storytelling perspective of what we're trying to achieve here. And we're not trying to solve the world. We're not trying to fix everyone's problems. We understand that people won't agree with the way we build or our outlook and philosophy on construction, from tradies to that have done it this way for 50 years, or builders who it's too expensive, or architects that's stuck in their way. We're not going to please everyone, but if we can start to lift the standard of education in our industry in Australia, and if we can really change one or two people, I think that's the ultimate goal, isn't it, Haim? Like, we have a pretty hefty download list. We have a pretty hefty reoccurring, I'd say hardcore group of listeners that we have, that we see in the back end of our data, that are listening very quickly on a Monday morning when our podcast gets released. So we know we've got something pretty cool here, and the feedback from everyone across the board that I receive, I know we've shared a lot of our feedback to each other, Haim. It's pretty cool. I know you've got some pretty cool stories of people reaching out to you.
I did actually want to ask you before we kind of got too far into this podcast, because we probably don't celebrate the wins enough. So I'm going to ask you to tell me your three biggest wins. I want a personal win. I want a Mindful Builder win. And I want a Carlin Construction win. And I know this is not something that we talked about that we were going to ask, but I would really love you to tell me what those three wins are.
Well, personal, I reckon you've hacked my iPad because I have something very similar in here to throw at you. and you're reading my notes. Personal, I had a little girl. It's awesome. I'm still learning to navigate the dad / working relationship perspective. I just had a pretty hard conversation with my wife around that it's very easy for me just to get up and leave at times in the morning, and her having to look after Noah, like that is quite challenging. Trying to be more present. I do have a pretty clear intention of almost trying to go down to 4-day weeks to spend a whole day with her. So personally, that's a huge achievement. So I'm super proud of what me and my wife have been able to achieve there. More, I'm just super proud of her, to be really honest with you. I've got a whole new perspective on that side of things, that championing women in, but also the whole nursing system, just someone's out there that can make real change. Pay those nurses more, please. The Mindful Builder. Let me get to that one last. Carlin Construction. Well, this is sort of personal. There's two things from Carlin Construction. It's a cop-out excuse or a cop-out win for me is finishing my own house, living in a passive house. That's a huge win. But I would say the bigger win that I've had is we had a lot of shit go wrong in the middle of the year. I had Dave, one of my main members, team members, carpenter, go overseas for 7 weeks. I was on dealing with dad duties for the first time, had a baby. Two of my team, they moved on. So everything came at once. So what we'd learned there is our systems weren't working, and we knew it. We uncovered a lot of issues within the business. So I look at that as a huge win for us, that we have some pretty clear goals and processes we're now developing to move forward in that. And that's what I'm so excited. It's for the future, but also it's the first time I'm seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And taking the Hamish White approach of the glass is half full rather than half empty.
Sorry, did you just read my wins for my company as well?
No, yeah, we're sharing notes here. Mindful Builder, I'm going to just go back to basics. We are growing month by month, and on pretty high percentages, 10 to 15% month by month, and that data is only going up and more engagement. I know people just look at a social media account and gauge how many followers and then equate to listeners, but we practically have more listeners than followers, which is interesting. We're really on that up. And I just think it's the fact that we've been able to stick this out and see out. Like, I think our first episode next year with Rachel from Natural Building is our 100th episode. So that is a huge win.
Totally. Huge win.
So I would say I want to just go back to basics with the Mindful Builder. We're still here and we're not going anywhere and it's growing.
Yep.
So
yep.
How about yourself?
Yep. So personal, again, I had a beautiful little girl, Juniper. You know, much like yourself, learning to be a dad of a young child again is an interesting thing. I did take some time off throughout the year where I was kind of working part-time for about 6 weeks, and that was really amazing. My two boys are just so in love with their little sister. Yeah, Junie's incredible. She's just she's doing everything that she needs to do right now. She's smiling, growing, laughing, and I'm really excited about I guess the future that she potentially has in the construction industry. I'm not going to try and pigeonhole her into doing a trade, but you know, knowing that it's so well accepted now to have more women in trade, that I think there's an amazing pathway, and particularly with AI coming in as big disruptors, I think these practical hands-on trades are going to be really sought after. So having a kid was my personal biggest win. I'm going to mash up the Mindful Builder with a little bit of SBA stuff as well. So I echo everything that you say about our growth and our interaction and the guests that we've got on and the feedback that we're getting. But it was also pretty amazing to kind of tack on the beer and building science thing that we're doing with all of
That's super cool.
Other, you know, what, you know, our other peers and other people who are really passionate about building better. So, you know, we certainly don't want to be taking all the credit for that, because there's 8 or 9 different people involved in that. And they're all equally, you know, contributing, and it probably wouldn't be the same without all those people involved. So we're really excited about that. And I guess the other thing that I'm super proud of is the event that we did with Bowens a couple of weeks ago in late November called Rethink. It was a huge success and got some really great feedback. And it's just, it's interesting kind of seeing like a different target market that I'd normally see from, I guess, our more normal interactions with the Mindful Builder and Beer and BS, because we're really targeting those who are kind of a bit curious about building better. So that was where our kind of marketing stretched to with that. So it was great to see more and more builders and Bowens themselves being boots and all in with the whole better building thing. So that was awesome. My business win was actually becoming a lot clearer with the direction for my business and where I want it to go. And more specifically, I'm a lot more clearer of my role within the business. So I've been working pretty hard over the past, I'd say 24 months, of really trying to define where it's best to put my energy. And ironically, coincidentally, it is doing things like the podcast. It is doing things like Beer and BS. It is doing things like Rethink, because all of that is a great reflection on Sanctum Homes as a business and our values and I guess what we're trying to deliver as a company, as a product. But it's really kind of made me realize, if we're kind of circling back to this whole entrepreneurial operating system thing, that I am definitely a visionary and I'm most definitely not an implementer or an integrator. So it's just really understanding that and then going ahead and putting the right people in the right roles in my business. So I'm actually really excited now with that clarity, and you know, I'm hoping to build on that momentum next year.
So I had that's what I was probably talking about with mine, is I was at that point when we had Noah that I was like, something's not working here. So I think you're probably a good 12 months ahead of me. And the big aha moment for me, oddly enough, was our Systemology podcast with Dave Jennings.
No, with David.
And
yeah.
What's kind of funny about that is when he said he started his own podcast to get free advice, he would interview other people so he could sit there and learn off them for free and pick their brain, but turn into a podcast. And I feel that we just did that to him. I've just finished the Systemology book. My team have just, Kayla's finished the Systems Champion, and now my team are going to be reading the Systems Champion book. Every one of them will get that and understand that at some point. But I, again, that's why I go back to the glass half empty, glass half full. Like, I finally see light at the tunnel. The question is, what does 2026 look like, Hey? What are goals for you? What are you trends you're seeing? I've got a bunch of notes on what I think we're going to see in 2026.
I'm forever the optimist, but I think I also said this time last year that I thought, yeah, things are going to get easier and I think we're going to get an influx in consumer confidence and all that stuff. I don't think that happened in 2026, and maybe a little bit. The needle shifted a little bit, but I'm not confident that, you know, the floodgates are going to open and then everyone's going to be building and everyone's going to be busy. However, what I have realized, or what I do know, is that that almost doesn't matter, because you are in control of how you show up to that. So it is up to you as the business owner or trade or whoever to figure out a way to tap into where those leads are coming from, to tap into where that new project is coming from, and not sit on your ass and just wait for it to come. So I actually get quite excited about that challenge. So I am optimistic that we will remain busy and we've got a really full pipeline for next year and into 2027. But I'm under no illusion that it's going to be an easy ride and that every project that we get to site is not going to have its challenges. However, in saying what I was saying before about having the right people in the right roles, I think I've got an amazing team that can deliver on that. So 2026, I think, is still going to have its challenges. You know, I don't think we saw the interest rate drops that we were expecting, and I think that that's also been paused. I think inflation is still
high. I think they might go up, to be honest. I'm not a financial analyst.
And they might go up, but my advice to people is don't let that stall you on the energy and momentum that you've got for your business, because that's what's going to slow your business down.
Or even to build. If you're a client listening, like, interest rates forever have gone up and down. To see one interest rate go up or go down shouldn't change or influence your decision to build. Yeah, you might be able to borrow more if the rates were lower, but I understand that building comes down to how much you can afford to get what you want. But if that's the major reason you're deciding not to build or holding it off, I can tell you what the cheapest time to build was yesterday.
Exactly. And it's now time to really challenge what your expectations are for what you need as a home. Let's face it, the size of the homes that we're building now are massive. I just went and saw, kind of irrelevant, but I went and bought a bike for my son for Christmas off a guy, and he happened to be a builder as well. And I just walked through a renovation that he's doing in Mount Albert, and these clients, you know, in Mount Albert where every other fucking house is massive, this is an old 60s style kind of low ceiling roof exposed rafters home, and they're just renovating it. And it's about 140 square meters, and it feels big enough inside to have two or three kids there. So we need to rethink or recalibrate the size of the homes that we build and what we actually put in there. Because let's face it, unless you can afford to spend $4 million on a 300 plus square meter home, you're only going to get 180 square meter home.
So this is what I see. So I've got here a note that, like, well, I don't know how this works. I don't know what happened. The biggest change I see that might happen in our industry, it might not be next, it might be the year after. I think building an architecture, and if you're running an architecture firm or a building business, the way that we see it in today's market is not what it's going to be in a few years. If we just look at the current model, it's not sustainable for people to build. Look at Sydney. What have they done? The house is that housing thing where you can buy a set of plans for $1. The government have designed them. And go purchase some architecturally designed homes. There's five different homes. They're $1.
Wow.
You can take them to your builder, your fast tracks for the planning permit system. If we go back to post-war construction and homes and back in the day when there was big land packages, the government had design homes that you could just take from a brochure and go build. I see that coming back in to help bridge the affordability cost, something like that, which will disrupt the way that we design and build. I personally think we're going to see these government designed beautiful homes that have to meet a certain sustainability credential that are not going to be overly too big, but they're going to save a shit ton of money in the design and town planning process to fast track them to site. The government have huge goals to reach these 1.2 million homes, and it's making them think outside the square. And I think this is a pro. Now it's going to do a lot of architects out of work, and they're going to need support, because what architecture looks like personally, I don't know. I think that not everyone can go and afford a $1.5 million house. And how do we cater for the people that have $300,000, $400,000, $500,000? There's not much we can do with that amount of money in building anymore, unfortunately.
Architecture and architects and building designers will always have a place, but I just think that it's just like as builders, we need to adapt and change and pivot on the projects that we deliver. I think that's going to be the same for a design company.
Oh, and that's what I mean. And that's not saying that, like, I personally think architects should be going down the same model. Maybe have four or five houses that you can buy for a reduced rate. There you go. There's a tip. Like, they're all designed. Here they are. You can buy them off the plan. Something along those lines. And that's something we've been working on in the background a little bit with someone. But that I think that the change that will come along and what that looks like, I think if you're a kid studying architecture, by the time that you're our age, Haim, I don't think that an architect looks like an architect now, personally.
I would also say, but I don't think a builder is going to look the same either.
No, 100%. I think, and that's one of my second notes. We'll get to that in a second. But I think that we're going to see huge changes there. And not saying that architects don't have a place, or that's not what I'm getting at here. I'm just saying we need to think differently, because what is happening now isn't working. And there's only so long it can't work for. And someone will come up with something and everyone will follow. That's generally how it works. But that's why I say now get to builders, and building won't be the same. Like, we're going to see a lot of MMC, modern methods of construction, are going to come in components to construct with. I don't see in 5 years us sitting there stick framing a home on a new build, especially at all. We just don't have the labor to do it anymore.
I don't disagree with you at all. I think prefabrication cassette modular homes are just going to exponentially increase in popularity. But what I will say, for that to have real change, the government needs to have investment in it, because it's not going to change with private.
No. We've removed manufacturing from Australia and now we want to reintroduce it. That's a challenge, way above my knowledge and expertise. But I see that the way that we look at trades on site and building, if you're a young kid wanting to get into building and be a builder, used to be such a profitable business and such a you had less budget to work with and you made more money. I can tell you now, we have three times the budget and we make less money. So it's a high risk game. Your whole life earnings are on the line. I think that getting through the next few years of being a builder are going to be difficult, but if you come out on the other side and you get your systems and processes right, yeah, you're going to be around for a while. But I'd hate to be a new kid getting their license, trying to start a construction company.
There's a part of me that wants to challenge that. I'm not going to say that it's not challenging. Because let's face it, some of us were born to be builders. You know, you were, I were, and there's people coming up that are born to be builders. But I think that the new builders coming through, if they're curious and they're open to new ways of building, I think they're the new generation of adopting new building methodologies. You know, I think you and I are potentially an outlier with, you know, a little cohort that we operate within. But I think there's this new wave of builders coming through who are seeing the opportunities in modeling and site fabrication and all those things. I think if they come into the building industry thinking that it's like it was when their dad was a builder 20 or 30 years ago, then those people won't survive. It's the people coming in with fresh eyes, seeing the opportunities.
Oh, 100%. It's just not you. It's what I kind of get at is it's not as easy as getting your license anymore and walking into two or three big projects. But yeah, the starting off period is a lot harder than what we even had it. And I speak to, say, my old bosses and stuff, and they're like, it was hard for us. I think it's even harder again for these people coming through. But anyway, things that we've got going on the podcast next year, we will be traveling to New South Wales, Adelaide, Western Australia, and Queensland for some events. We'll be doing some podcasting in each state, yeah, with our major sponsor. So if you're in those states and you want to come on the podcast or think of someone in Western Australia or Queensland, Adelaide, or New South Wales, we'll be in probably Sydney, to be honest, but let us know. We can interview them. We'll also probably the night before we do the big filming, we're probably going to hold an event of some sort and be an open event where it won't cost any money. You'll just come along and we'll probably have a bit of a chat. That's something that we've got going on next year. We're going to do an Ask Us Anything series. So we're after some tradies. We're after some builders and architects, building designers. If they want to come on the podcast and ask us anything, we're going to be doing that quite often. So there's no limitations on what you can ask us. If you think of the ABC series, you can't ask that. That's the path we're going down. So
I just want to give Sven from Maxa Design a shout out, because that kind of came off the back of an idea from him. So
yes,
and also the success of Damien Smith coming on and asking us a bunch of questions. So
yeah,
I think we do need to have some kind of guardrails set up for the conversation. But yeah, it'd be good to know the topic beforehand. But I think, yeah, ask us anything. I'm not saying that we're going to know the answers to it, but I think it'd just have a really cool dynamic.
Yeah. And the other thing I really want to do, and I think we're mature enough and people are mature enough to understand where we're coming from this, I'd love to do a home truth series where we can have honest discussions about what we think of building surveyors, interior designers, architects, building designers, tradies, builders, and practically do a series on like honest feedback about, like, for example, builders, you're not designers. Don't just go change shit. What? Don't go change shit without asking it about it. So that style of conversation, it's not to attack anyone. It's not to call people out. I'd say it's like the pet peeves that we would have with each part of that industry or that sector of our industry.
Are we calling it the Stay in Your Lane series?
Oh, I'm going to open my mouth so much. I think I'm mature enough to do it, aren't I?
Maybe. You know what? Maybe. But yeah, look, we just wanted to do a quick wrap up. We wanted to say a big thank you to our first sponsor, MEGT. And, you know, we're really excited to continue our work with them into next year. And we do wish everybody a very safe Christmas and New Year's, and hope everybody has a very relaxing break. I understand that the building industry can take its toll this time of year, and that everyone's going to come back refreshed and they're actually giving yourselves some time off. And I know I'm super excited to come back and continue rolling out the podcast next year in 2026.
100%. I agree with everything. And why we are on MEGT, we've got our little segment, The Mindful Moment. So MEGT are shaping Australia's future workforce. They've been doing it for over 40 years with 1.5 million Australians finding jobs out of this. So they're the apprenticeship leading experts. Both Haim and I have our apprentices signed up with them. They're not the TAFE, they are the training provider. So every apprentice needs a training provider who will then work with the TAFEs to then do their apprenticeship. The Mindful Moment, I've got one. I don't know if you've got one, but we're going into a Christmas break. If you're an apprentice or even a carpenter or an employee, anyone really listening, to be honest, you get a good break at the moment. So you might be sitting listening to this over your Christmas break. You might even be listening to it as we've come back from work, or even in the middle of next year. I'm not sure. My advice is just to come back with an open attitude. Don't sit there over Christmas thinking about work. It's hard at times. Don't dwell on work. Come back with a positive attitude, and it's a fresh start. It's the old saying, new year, new me. Come back with a new approach to a positive work environment that you can actively make change, because you can. Even as an apprentice, you can make change. It's the younger generation that will force change in our industry. We've seen that over many different industries, that the younger generation come and take over and for the better. So this industry is no different. So come back, don't drag your feet, rock up early, get your shit done, be proactive. That is the biggest advice I'd give to any apprentice out there right now, what going into 2026.
I'm just going to add to that, and it potentially is going to sound a little bit contradictory. Really lean into the break, really lean into the time off, really lean into a stress-free environment, hopefully, but also use the time to throw a podcast on, do a little bit of research into something you might be interested in, to learn something different to what you might be learning at work. You know, and when I say learn, just throw a podcast on while you're out riding your bike, going for a walk, or driving in the car, and come back with a handful of new different things that you want to try and implement within your work, because that stuff 100% is noticed by the employee and the senior team on site. Oh, so I'm not saying you need to work and study, but just use the time when you actually have the space in your brain to absorb it. That would be my advice. Rest up, but use the opportunity just to suck in a couple of little bits of information to roll out into 2026.
Totally agree. Hamish, have a great break. Spend some quality time with the fam.
Mate, I'm going to Bavens Bay again. Bike riding, surfing, spending time with the family, you know, being in one of my favorite places in the world. Very excited.
Yeah, I'll probably just have my Grand Designs episode on repeat on my TV, I think.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll be doing that as well. I'll be having that in the car.
That is a total joke. Yeah. We'll probably do an episode on that early next year when by this time it's come out. I think the episode's definitely live. So we'll probably do some form of conversation around that and have a chat about the back end stuff. So
awesome.
Anyway, have a great Christmas, mate.
Stay safe. Thanks, Maddie.